USS Philadelphia. Thomas Jefferson, America's third president, is remembered for many things. Writing the Declaration of Independence, doubling the size of the U.S. with the Louisiana Purchase, and founding the University of Virginia. But one of the most daring stories from his presidency involves the USS Philadelphia and the Barbary Pirates of North Africa. During Jefferson's time as president, American ships faced a major threat in the Mediterranean Sea. Pirates from the Barbary states, Algiers, Tunis, Tripoli, and Morocco attacked U.S. merchant ships, demanding money or tribute to let them pass safely. Before Jefferson took office, the U.S. often paid these tributes. However, Jefferson believed this practice was wrong and decided to take a stand. In 1801, Jefferson refused to pay the increased tribute demanded by the Pasha, or leader, of Tripoli. This sparked the First Barbary War. To protect American ships and sailors, Jefferson sent the U.S. Navy to the Mediterranean. Among the fleet was the powerful frigate, the USS Philadelphia. In October 1803, the USS Philadelphia was patrolling near Tripoli when it ran aground on a hidden reef. The ship was trapped and surrounded by Tripoli forces. The captain, William Bainbridge, and his crew had no choice but to surrender. The pirates captured the ship and its crew, towing the Philadelphia to Tripoli Harbor. This was a disaster for the U.S. The USS Philadelphia was one of the Navy's best ships, and in enemy hands, it could be repaired and used against American forces. Jefferson and his advisors quickly came up with a plan to prevent this. The plan to destroy the USS Philadelphia was led by Stephen Decatur, a young Navy lieutenant. In February 1804, Decatur and a small crew of volunteers sailed a captured Tripoli ship into Tripoli Harbor under the cover of darkness. They disguised themselves as locals to avoid suspicion. Once they reached the Philadelphia, Decatur and his men quickly boarded the ship, overpowered the guards, and set the frigate on fire. The flames lit up the night sky as the Philadelphia burned, ensuring it could never be used by the enemy. The mission was a complete success. Not a single American was killed, and Decatur became a national hero. Even British Admiral Lord Horatio Nelson reportedly called it the most bold and daring act of the age. The destruction of the USS Philadelphia sent a clear message. The United States would not bow to piracy or intimidation. Jefferson's tough stance against the Barbary States marked a turning point for the young nation. The First Barbary War ended in 1805 with a treaty, though conflicts with the Barbary pirates continued in later years. However, Jefferson's actions set the tone for how the U.S. would handle international threats, emphasizing courage and determination. The story of the USS Philadelphia is a reminder of Jefferson's willingness to defend American interests abroad. It also highlights the bravery of Stephen Decatur and the U.S. Navy during a critical moment in U.S. history. Today, this event is celebrated as one of the earliest examples of American resolve on the world stage. I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.